This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with yet another story from the Marketplace desk of this is what's supposed to be happening. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index came out this morning. Home prices are what it indexes. And it says that in September, home prices in this economy, this is nationally to be clear, in September, home prices in this economy fell for the third straight month. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino gets us going.
In case there was any lingering doubt, the new data show the housing market has definitely turned, says Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics.
It feels somewhat cliff-like at the moment. I think what this reflects is whiplash. I mean, what goes up comes down.
And down is the direction the Federal Reserve wants to see prices go as it tries to curb inflation, says Craig Lazara, managing director at S&P Dow Jones Indices, which produces the Case-Shiller Index.
This is a feature, not a bug. This is what they want to see. If I were Jay Powell, I would like it.
Rising interest rates hit the housing market fast, and the September index doesn't even show the full extent, says Odetta Kushi, an economist at First American.
It's mostly reflecting signed contracts in May through August, which is when the 30-year fixed rate mortgage was in the low to mid 5% range.
Since then, 30-year fixed rates have topped 7% at times, which means prices likely have further to fall, especially in the most expensive markets. While prices dropped in all 20 cities tracked by the Case-Shiller Index, San Francisco, Seattle, and other West Coast cities had some of the steepest declines, says Stuart Gabriel at UCLA.
We have very significant problems of affordability that relate to both high mortgage interest rates and high house prices. That, of course, is prompting moves by households to more affordable areas.
Like cities in the Sun Belt, especially Miami, which was the most resilient market in the Case-Shiller data. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.